Let's talk about central bank digital currencies, because the last time you were on, we took a deep dive there. I mean, of the 195 countries in the world, right now, 130 are looking towards building their own central bank digital currency. I want to know your thoughts. I mean, because a lot has happened, like I said, from the last time you were on till now, with the FedNow program, et cetera, the BRICS launch, you know, talks of launching a competing currency to the US dollar, et cetera. If you have any new thoughts surrounding central bank digital currencies, and also want to add back home in the US that the Federal Reserve's Michael Barr recently said that the central bank is a long way from any decision on whether it would issue its own digital currency. So I guess the first question is, do you believe that?
Well, first of all, yeah, I mean, I do. I think it's coming. I don't think they're a long way. I think it's coming. I mean, the BIS said that by 2025, everyone needs to have an operational CBDC. And if you look if you take the entire gross domestic product of the world, the countries that comprise, to your point, 95% of the GDP globally already have one that in production, or they are beta testing, or they are building the central bank digital currency. I think it's interesting to note that the number two financial or economic advisor to the Biden administration, Lael Brainard, who spent time at the Treasury and the Fed, who ran point on FedNow, is a modern monetary theorist. She was involved in dealing when at the Fed, dealing with MIT in the production of the CBDC. Biden signed an executive order to fast track the CBDC. And, you know, so yes, I do think ultimately that it is coming. And this is what has kind of led me down this pathway that I think I'm a little bit almost, I almost have to stop myself, because I have been saying things that I don't normally say. I mean, I guess let me indulge me, if you will.
Please, yeah.
So let's take a step back. When we talk about the things that the U.S. has done, and I'll get to this point because I think it bears at least thought process for people out there. I am not a conspiratorialist at all. I think I'm a realist. I try to look at both sides of the equation. But let's look at two things, and two people in particular. Number one is Jared Bernstein. He's the lead economic advisor to the U.S. Administration, to the Biden administration. His topic of his thesis that has gained him, I guess, a lot of pushback is for the U.S. to shed its world reserve status. He's written reports that were picked up in the New York Times and the Washington Post, the most famous being Dethrone King Dollar, for where he advocates the U.S. should immediately shed its reserve status. That the privilege of having it is one we can no longer afford. If I wanted to get rid of the world reserve status, the first thing I would do would be to weaponize the dollar, to push Russia out of SWIFT, to confiscate their assets, to not just sanction them, but to confiscate them and use them, tell them that we are using them to rebuild the Ukraine. And then at the exact same time, I would push away what is the linchpin of the dollar hegemony, and that is the petrodollar, Saudi Arabia. And we signed another executive order saying by 2030 we'll be 50% green, and by 2050 nearly 80% green. In essence, we're telling Saudi Arabia, hey, we don't need you anymore. Those two things in particular would be the very first two things I would do to lose the world reserve status. And then if I look at the number two in charge, Lael Brainard, who is a modern monetary theorist, you look at the things that are being done in this country, and you have to wonder to yourself, why are they doing these things? Why are we mothballing all of our energy? Why does, and this is not a political statement, but why are people looking at what made this country great, liberty and justice for all, where people would tie inner tubes together with string and float from Cuba or walk from Central America, you know, across, you know, God knows what, and how hot it was, and all of the perils to find liberty and justice. And people look at what's happening in this country, and I think they have to question, is justice being passed out equally? Is it being administered equally? Are we the country that we once were? The fraying of the unity of this country, where, you know, after World War II and the Great Depression, we were a unified country. We were able to stand together and build a great country. We're not unified anymore. It's black and white and red and blue and vax and no vax and rich and poor, and we're very, very much just not the same country we once were. Now, what I'm getting at is simply this. I ask you, could this possibly be intended? Could they possibly be trying to create an event? And this is what I've talked about for a very long time without really saying it. When we push away Saudi Arabia, we create divisiveness in this country, we weaponize the dollar, we're doing everything we can to create an environment where you see this coalition of countries pushing back against the West, even our allies like France pushing back, and all of a sudden sides are being drawn. And what happens? What happens if Saudi Arabia and OPEC at that moment say we're no longer taking dollars and the dollar gets dumped? The banking system, remember, Lael Brainard is a modern monetary theorist who wants to get rid of the banks, wants to cull them. Look at what's happening with the banks. The aiding and abetting of the money leaving the regional banks to the big commercial banks by the Fed, because they're allowing the money market funds to invest in the overnight reverse repo market at 5.3% with daily liquidity. There's no reason to stay in these fractured regional banks. You see this event, or whatever event it is, that creates this chaos where the banks fail and they will be bailed in, not bailed out. Bailed in. That's what the Dodd-Frank law said. They must be bailed in. Everyone will lose everything over $250,000. It goes into the pot to bail in the bank. The dollar gets dumped globally because it's no longer the sole settlement currency for oil. At some point, that's that all at once moment. You go over the falls, or the Jenga Tower falls. Hey, thanks. You guys are going green. You signed an executive order. You don't need us anymore. So we've signed up with the BRICS, and we're going to sell oil in other currencies, and the dollar gets dumped globally because every country's had to hold it for 50 years to buy oil, and now it creates a tsunami of inflation. Interest rates spike, the banks collapse, everything collapse. Why? Because how the hell else, Daniela, do you get everyone who watches your show who said, I'm not taking a CBDC, not a chance in hell. Well, guess what? The $155 trillion in debt that the U.S. has, $32 trillion on balance sheet, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and government military pensions, $120 trillion, that's owed to the American public, mostly. And as China and Japan and Saudi Arabia dump treasuries, who's buying them all? The American public. So if you create an event purposely, knowingly, you push away Saudi Arabia, you create this event where the dollar, we're not clinging to the privilege of the world reserves currency, just like the number one economic advisor in this country would like. Instead, we are incentivizing de-dollarization, and ultimately that moment where there's an event created where, you know, by the government's own admission, we have $5 trillion in assets backing $155 trillion in debt, the largest asset. 40% of our assets are student debt. What I'm getting at is you create an event because you'll never pay that debt off, ever. There's no way you can pay that off without completely getting rid of entitlements and stop spending and do all of these things that won't work in this country. So you create an event, you have a villain. Xi Jinping and Putin and OPEC, how could they have done this to us? They dumped the dollars, look what they've done, and bang, everything collapses. And everything collapses at the exact same time. Stocks, bonds, real estate, the dollar, pensions, 401ks, the banks, everything. But have no fear, because Lael Brainard is here, and she's a modern monetary theorist who ran Point for Fed Now, has been dealing with the CBDC, with MIT, and all you need to do is sign on the dotted line and we'll make you whole. In other words, what I'm getting at is, could this have all been thought out? How else do you reset? How else do you find a villain to blame for the collapsing of the system that allows you to default and start over and allows the American people to be made whole by signing on to a modern monetary theorist's dream of a central bank digital currency? Sign on the dotted line, we make you whole. So I guess all I'm saying is this. I do believe it's going to happen. And I think there'll be a tremendous amount of pushback for those who would otherwise willingly take it. But what if there was an event that put everyone at the same place where you have no choice to take it or to be broke, to be busted, to be screwed? So yeah, I think there's a fine line between conspiracy and reality, and I check myself when I say this, but the more I think about it, And the more you look at the two people who are the number one and two advisors to this country, one wants to get rid of the banks and go modern monetary theory, central bank currency, and one wants to shed the world reserve currency. You couldn't draw it up any better in a Hollywood script to what's happening if that's indeed what you wanted to do.
We are provoking. Not only have we made the worst geopolitical mistake, which is to push the Russians into an embrace of China, which is the worst geopolitical outcome that we can imagine. We've essentially fueled the creation of BRICS, where 40 nations are now threatening to get off of the dollar as the world reserve currency. If that continues, then, you know, that will make the Great Depression look like a cakewalk for us.
I think there's a bigger story to tell about the BRICS. It's almost 3/4 of the world's population have signed on. So there was only Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. But the big one is Saudi Arabia and Iran. Now, the reason that's important is they hate America. And if you can get that picture, plus you have the Belt and Road Project, you have most of the world that's not, I'm going to hope you don't get censored with me saying this, but the world that they're going into is a non-Christian world. I'm not being, religious and all this. I'm not being political. I'm saying it's, Muslim, Hindu, Islam, and all this. So this is a very big move, is because the world, who is not white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant Christian, like Australia, New Zealand, Canada, England, they're joining up against the Western currency called the dollar. And so the BRICS is not if, it's only when. Jim Rickards says it best. It's not if, it's when they switch to gold. That's what they're saying. I agree with him.
The BRICS group is set to introduce a new currency backed by gold, in contrast to the credit-backed US dollar, with countries lining up to join the growing initiative.
The BRICS countries are planning to introduce a new trading currency, which will be backed by gold. More and more countries recently expressed desire to join BRICS.
The one final note I will make is that if you think about the benefits of digital money, there are huge potential gains. It's not just about digital forms of physical currency. You can have programmability, units of central bank currency with expiry dates. You could have, as I argue in my book, a potentially better, and some people might see it, or a darker world where the government decides that units of central bank money can be used to purchase some things, but not other things that it deems less desirable, like, say, ammunition or drugs or pornography or something of the sort. And that is very powerful in terms of the use of a CBDC, and I think also extremely dangerous for central banks. Because ultimately, if you have different units of central bank money with different characteristics, or if you use central bank money as a conduit for economic policies in a very targeted way, or more broadly for social policies, that could really affect the integrity of central bank money and the integrity and independence of central banks. So there are wonderful notions of things that can be done with digital money, but again, I fear that technology could take us to a better place, but equally has the potential to take us to a pretty dark place.
A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability.
The nature of money is going to change quite dramatically. The old systems of trust and of ownership will have to adapt radically.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking. He wrote the book and did the documentary The Princes of the Yen about the Japanese central bank. Here he is in Malmo, Sweden in May.
The nature of the CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that.
Right.
But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it and it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
They started their CBDC. maybe we should start having the conversation of, gosh, this looks like the mark of the beast.
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, even in democratic countries, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
Wallet Moore says the $300 chip is the size of a grain of rice. You'd most likely have it implanted in your hand, and once it's activated, you can use it at a checkout by just swiping your hand over the card reader.
I want people to go read Executive Order 14067. Executive Order 14067, signed by Uncle Joe, the 8th of March of 2022, and it went into effect 13 December 2022.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
The old systems of trust and of ownership will have to adapt radically.
China's taken over, and China, you know, I heard a couple of people say, well, the dollar will never lose the dollar standard. Are they kidding?
Now the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, have announced plans to develop a new currency.
My name is General Mike Flynn, and I want everyone to know that I stand fully behind Beverly Hills Precious Metals and its owner, Andrew Sorcini.
Since my name is Cash, I am constantly worried about inflation. But to secure your cash going forward, buy into gold and silver today. And you know who shares that ethos? Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Go to bh-pm.com today so you can go buy gold and silver and secure your family's future. bh-pm.com. Call Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Get your consultation. Buy into gold and silver just like I'm doing today and help secure your family's future. Because it's all about educating yourself. And that's the value, whether you go with Beverly Hills Precious Metals or not. It's a free consultation that gives your family options for financial security going into the future. So that's why you should call Beverly Hills Precious Metals.com for a free consultation.
This is the Great Awakening. Oh.
When people unite, trying to take away Christ while we the people just fight. Don't matter black or white, whether left or right, I feel the Lord's about to strike like a thief in the night. Evil right in your sight, thought this was home of the brave. Good men do nothing now, we'll be the home of the slaves. Just keep locking you down, all alone and enraged. Soldiers fought and died for this, I bet they roll in their graves. This is spiritual war, so be on guard with your kids. See, hope the stock keeps dropping till we bankrupt Disney. Don't support if it's woke, toss it out like a frisbee. You perverted CEOs thinking nobody knows. We gotta boycott the parks, I'm hoping nobody shows. This world got real dark, can't even trust kids' shows. Be on your toes, these are foes coming straight for your heart. You don't believe it's the mark, you better believe it's the start. Feels like I'm weaving through darts, this great awakening grows. Chris Sky said it best, gotta just say no. Politicians work for us, so what we say goes. When will treason be punished? Only the good Lord knows. These pedophiles are in droves, put in the highest position. Thinking wicked is normal, a sane mind, this is sickening. About time you should listen and stop whining and wishing. You better get in this fight or suffer the rest of your life.
You've been sleeping for too long, time to wake up and get strong. If you're able to respond, get off the sideline. Turn to God before it's done, repent by the end of this song. Work no pain when it's still day before it's night time. Going down the rabbit hole, somebody show me the way, cause I need to know. Searching for hope for my soul, trying to find a better day, but this world's too cold. I used to politic, but now I find I'm done with it. My mind is on the kingdom, let them know before the curtains close. Time to wake up, nothing's faced up, not these lies. The truth is rarely televised, they trying to take my mind, but I don't need to be entertained, you see. No complacency, I'm faced with Satan trying to speak to me. To deceive, sees a degeneracy, but my mind will not receive. Honestly, be an anomaly, be who you called me. You can take the veil down, take it. Open your eyes, you can see. Take the mask off, you can breathe. Give all glory to the King. It's the reason why we sing. It's the great awakening.
It's the great awakening. It's time to let our freedom ring. It's time to focus on the truth and not to focus on the bling. You see, it's now happening with the mandates now returning. General Land is not stopping with Malika Obama joining. Roseanne is truth bombing. Eric Trump is unrelenting. We'll never stop stating that Jesus is our King. Jim Brewer keeps us laughing. Still exposes vaccines. Coke exposes Epstein. Milk explains what it all means.
Home of the brave, land of the free. Freedom's only found in the arms of Jesus. This world will last.
deceiving. Trojan horse like treason, you be all up every season. The kingdom of God unite, fight for what's right, be the light. Don't put trust in man, this world's never set us free. Like, where do you put your faith? Who do you believe in? Wake up before it's too late, repent, run back to Jesus. The Great Awakening.
Join General Flynn and the Reawaken America Tour at TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody. Whoa. The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America Tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Kash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. The people actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour. Whoa. If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation. And now the Reawaken America Tour is going back to Trump Doral, Miami, Florida on October 13th and 14th. And then we're taking the Reawaken America Tour into California and into Tulare, California.
What?
Yes, Tulare, California is a real place. And we're going to be there on December 15th and 16th. Come and see Dr. Judy Mikovits, Julie Green, Amanda Grace, Dr. Simone Gold, the powerlifter and wife of Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Jean Ho, Roger Stone, the woman who woke up the world with the Plandemic series, Dr. Judy Mikovits, the hilarious Jim Brewer, Dr. Peter McCullough, Mike Won't Let America Go to Hell Lindell, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Pastor Mark Burns, Pastor Greg Locke, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Pastor Brian Gibson, Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, Pastor Craig Hagin. Because although even America may be facing an imminent disaster, on the Reawaken America Tour, we travel with pastors. Did I mention on the Reawaken America Tour, we've had Liz Crokin, Jimmy Levy, we've had Mickey Willis. We've even had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. show up at the Reawaken America Tour. We've had Charlie Kirk, Roseanne, Donna Clement Petruska, Mel Kay, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Mike Adams, Seth Holhouse, Donald J. Trump Jr. If you want to join the Reawaken America Tour in beautiful Miami, Florida at the Trump Doral Golf Course and Resort, get those tickets today at TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Or if you want to join us in beautiful Tulare, California, get those tickets today at TimeToFreeAmerica.com. We have scholarship pricing available to make this event affordable for everybody. What does that mean? That means you can name your price. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can name your price. We want every single American and married Americans going to be able to afford a ticket to the Reawaken America Tour. The Reawaken America Tour. Get those tickets today at TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, Henry Kissinger, and the World Economic Forum, they have their get-togethers at Davos. But we have the Reawaken America Tour so you can learn the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, and to get back to God. Ladies and gentlemen, 70-plus speakers are featured during this two-day epic event. To make this event affordable for everybody, you can name your price.
So I'd like to name my price Skylar. Or Hamilton, or
this is probably Pitt. Not the right conference for you. Each and every Reawaken America Tour event has been 100% sold out, and these events will be sold out as well. Request those tickets today at TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Or for faster service, you can text them the number 918-851-01. 02. Again, okay, to be bilingually sensitive, you can text in the number 918-851-01-02. That's 918-851-01-02.
Whoa!